so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Oh yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every week on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM KBSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington. Yeah, we boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in. I seem to have gotten the traveling bug pretty badly lately, so as I traveled through my music collection, found even more songs about cities that I would have visited, or I would like to visit anyway. Let's go back in time. Oh, about half a dozen decades and take a trip. Wink, wink. San Francisco. Here's Fever Tree.
Out there, it's summertime. Francisco.
my birthday, the last one of my 20s. Guess you'd say I'm rich except for the lack of money. My bank account's as barren as my stomach today, but there's some dog food so that little pup's okay. These warm November mornings let me know I'm in the South. The homeless nails in Austin leaves the same taste in my mouth. Well, I'm a dog, honey. Busking down on 6th Street, trying to earn a dollar, banging on my six string to be heard, I had to holler. The same folks who pay to see me in some club won't look me in the eye or show me any love. These cold December evenings tell me what I'm all about. The homeless nails in Austin lays the same taste in my mouth. Like all that rent, well, I guess that's just the way it's got to be in the live music capital city. Oh, the places that I could have picked to land, all the change of scenery when you're living out your van. But I love Austin and I'm here to write my songs, but the cops call it loitering, so I'm asked to move along. And homelessness in Austin leaves the same taste in my mouth. I said homelessness in Austin leaves the same taste in my mouth. Makes me wanna spit it out. I said, Lord, how it makes me. I wanna spit it, spit it, spit it, spit it.
That was Carolyn Wonderland on vocals and guitar, and a kind of a different style than she usually has. The song was Homelessness in Austin from her Bloodless Revolution album, came out in 2003, along with Cole Elsala on piano. Really nice. She's born in Houston, and she dropped out to play music, and this song is really autobiographical. She moved to Austin in that she was homeless in Austin after she lost her apartment lease, and she decided to live out of her van, as she said in the song. She was spending about 300 days on the road anyway, touring, so why not? She got 6 solo albums out, 5 albums with the Imperial Monkeys a while back, a band she formed when she was still playing starting out in the 90s. She's now playing with John Mayall, the first female lead guitar player ever in his band. Before Carolyn, we heard Fever Tree, a little blast from the past, kind of a psychedelic band that started out in Houston. The song was their one hit, and it came with their self-titled album released in 1968. They broke up in 1970, came back together in 1978, but that didn't last very long either. One-hit wonder, but still a good song about a great city that Terry and I really like to visit, and we need to go back there. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, and I am your host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning some tunes about cities tonight. Thanks for listening in. So we've had a little bit of psychedelia, a little jazzy feel. We might as well mix it up even more with a couple breakup songs with kind of a country feel. We head to Milwaukee with Jerry Lee Lewis lamenting about the dangers of a famous Milwaukee product. Here's Jerry Lee.
It's late and she's waiting, and I know I should go home. But every time I start to leave, they play another song. Then someone buys another round, and wherever drinks are free. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a fool out of me. Babies begged me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone, and I'm to blame. Too late, I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. Babies begged me not to go so many times before. She says love and happiness just can't live behind those swinging doors. Now she's gone, and I'm to blame. Too late, I finally see what's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me. What's made Milwaukee famous has made a loser out of me.
The Texas sun is blazing and I need a place to rest my weary bones. Whatever got me this far has long since left me out here all alone. And now it sure is a long walk back to sun and dawn. I tried to take her out of Texas because I had to move along. She changed her mind somewhere near Dallas, left me on the highway all alone. And man, it sure is a long walk back to sun and dawn. Getting rid of everything I own. She's gonna head right back to Texas, change her address and the number on her phone. And man, it sure is a long walk back to sun and dawn. Thank you. This time I gotta backtrack and see if I can find a way back home. Well, I couldn't take her out of Texas, so she thinks I gotta make it on my own. And now it sure is a long walk back to sun and dawn. And now it sure is a long walk back to sun and dawn.
That's the great voice and the Git Steel guitar of Junior Brown. Long Walk Back to San Antone that I got from his 2005 Greatest Hits album. Junior came up with this kind of hybrid double neck guitar, and the top neck is a traditional six string. It's a Fender Bullet guitar, while the lower neck is a full size lap steel that he uses, obviously, for playing. So he was playing both of them on that cut at the same time. After stints playing with other bands, including Asleep at the Wheel, he settled down in Austin. Became the house band at the Continental Club on South Congress, less than a mile from where Terry and I lived in Austin. His wife, Tanya Ray Brown, plays a pretty fine rhythm guitar in his band. Before Junior, we heard The Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, and What's Made Milwaukee Famous Has Made a Loser Out of Me, another best of album released back in 1996. He's born in Louisiana into a really a dirt poor family. They scrounged up enough money in order to buy a third hand old upright piano. And Jerry Lee shared piano lessons with his two cousins, Mickey Gilley and Jimmy Lee Swaggart. Mickey Gilley became a country star in his own right and owned a pretty famous bar down in Houston, Texas, in Pasadena, actually, outside of Houston. And, of course, Jimmy Lee Swaggart became a famous preacher. And when he was 14, Jerry Lee's mom enrolled him in a Bible college in Waxahachie, Texas, but he got kicked out of there when he really tore into a boogie-woogie version of My God Is Real at a church assembly. He was gone that night. His life is so weird and so complex and that it was fodder for numerous biographies, film documentaries, and a full-length Hollywood movie. You listen to songs about cities here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, plotting a route and spinning the tunes for you. Thanks for listening.
VOV support is provided by Trigg Insurance Agency, the island's largest independent insurance agency offering all lines of personal and commercial coverage, bonds, group life and medical, even yacht insurance, since 1979. With multi-state licensing, Trigg can insure businesses anywhere in the world. Find them at TriggInsurance.com.
VOV programming support comes from Vashon Thriftway. Locally owned and operated since 1965 and offering everything from organic zucchini to a hot latte or garden boots. Now supporting youth sports broadcasts on KVSH, you'll find them on the web at VashonThriftway.com.
Well, next up, we turn to some pretty damn fine songwriting, and we might as well start overseas with both sides of love songs, and we're going to start with the sad side. And here is Guy Clark. He's in Dublin with the Dublin Blues.
Well, I wished I was in Austin. In the chilly parlor bar, drinking Mad Dog margaritas and not caring where you are. But here I sit in Dublin, just rolling cigarettes, holding back and choking back the shakes with every breath. So forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go, and I'll love you till I die. I loved you on the Spanish steps the day you said goodbye. Now I am just a poor boy. my middle name. If money was reason, well, I would not be the same. I'll stand up and be counted. I'll face up to the truth. I'll walk away from trouble, but I can't walk away from you. So forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go, and I'll love you till I die. I loved you on the Spanish steps the day you said goodbye.
tower. It woke me from my ordinary dreams. A melody that Gainsbourg used to sing went floating through my mind. I can feel it in my soul and on the breeze. From the Beaumarchais to the Rue des Rivoli, they all say it won't be long. Oh, baby, I think it must have been the hands of grace that brought us all together in this place. Where life will be much different from now on. Oh, life will be much different from now on. Yeah, life will be much sweeter from now on.
It's Bill Carter, who's a Washington native, but an Austin resident for decades and decades. The song was Paris, a song that he and his wife Ruth Carter, Ruth Ellsworth Carter, wrote together. And it's one of many songs, really good songs they've written together. That came from Bill's album Carter, Doster, and Sexton, named for the folks who played on the album and produced it as well. Bill was singing and playing guitar on that. Stephen Doster was playing guitar. Will Sexton was playing bass on that song. And guest guitarist Denny Freeman played the electric guitar. And there's a YouTube video of them doing this song on Austin City Limits, and you can see Will and Denny and Bill, along with Cindy Cash Dollar, playing steel for that show. Before Bill and crew, we heard Guy Clark and Dublin Blues, the title cut to his 1995 album. You also heard Daryl Scott, who plays dobro and mandolin and guitar on the album, and it was either Kathy Mateo or Emmylou Harris on vocals with Guy on that one. I think it sounded more like Kathy. Guy was born in Monahans, Texas, which is in far, far west Texas, the birthplace of Truman O'Brien of Voice of Vashon fame. His mother, Guy's mother, not Truman's, Guy's mother worked and his father was in the army. So Guy was raised primarily by his grandmother, who ran the town hotel, and one of the residents ended up being the model for the lead character in Guy's great song, Desperado's Waiting for a Train. You listen to songs about cities on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in. And next up, we've got a couple of songs about referencing Native Americans and leading off with Eliza Gilkison singing of Santa Fe and acknowledging how that city was kind of taken over by the white man. Here she is with Lights of Santa Fe.
Driving at night of Highway 25, blindfolded, I'd know the way. Up over the rise, like a jewel in the mountains, shine the lights of Santa Fe. How many times have I come home to you just to have you turn? By the ones that threw you to the whims of the white man's way. But you show no resentment, you show no resistance to the ones who've done you wrong.
Texas, on the North Bay of the mighty Rio Grande. I was watching the jungle fires are burning across the border of a not so distant land, and the echoes of the church bells that were swinging could be heard from Guadalupe Market Square. There was a girl down there on the south side of the river. She had feathers tied into her long black hair. She said, if I was a white crow sparrow, I would float upon the southern skies of blue. But I'm stuck inside the wheels of the radio, wishing I was rolling back to you. I put on my favorite jacket for Jambuzzi. I painted up my eyes and wore my beads. There was a band playing that could be the glory. There were people dancing all around the streets. There were barrels on the sidewalk that were burning, and a fortune teller reading people's hands. And I swear I heard those church bells ringing across the border in a not so distant land, singing, if I was a white crowned sparrow, I would float upon the southern skies of blue. But I'm stuck inside the wheels of a radio, wishing I was rolling back to you.
That was the Highwaymen, kind of a country-esque supergroup. Name check in the country supergroup, the Highwaymen, Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, and Waylon Jennings and Merle Haggard. The song was Wheels of Laredo from the Highwaymen's self-titled album, came out in 2019. The Highwaymen are Brandi Carlile, who she's obviously from up here, and she wrote the Wheels of Laredo, and she sang lead. Natalie Hemby from Illinois and Nashville, Maren Morris from Arlington, Texas, which is near Dallas, and Amanda Shires from Lubbock. All of them are really outstanding musicians and songwriters, and their voices really blend nicely. It's a good album. Can't wait to hear the next one. Before the Highwaymen, we heard Eliza Gilkison with Lights of Santa Fe from her album Your Town Tonight, recorded live at the Cactus Cafe in Austin, and it was released in 2007. Eliza raised her family in Santa Fe before she moved to Austin, and that family included her son, Cisco Ryder, who also happens to be her drummer. Also on that track, you heard Mike Hardwick on guitar and Glenn Fukunaga on bass. He seemed to play bass with everybody. Liza got her start as a vocalist on demos and soundtracks produced by her father, who wrote several hits in the 50s and early 60s, was a singer-composer for Disney, and he was an Academy Award nominee for The Bare Necessities from that 1967 film Jungle Book. Liza's a two-time Grammy nominee herself. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, your island connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning some tunes about cities. Thanks for listening.
Support for Voice of Vashon is provided by Osole Mio de Mario, a pizza house, an authentic New York-style slice joint in the heart of Vashon, located on Vashon Highway, open 7 days a week at 12 p.m.
VOV programming is made possible with support from Frog Song Gardens by Urban Feast, Vashon's spectacular garden wedding venue and caterer. Find them on the web under the Venues tab at urbanfeast.com.
Well, I think it's time for a little Texas swing here in honor of Jeff and Cindy Hoyt's 44th anniversary of a special time in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Here's Asleep at the Wheel, Tulsa straight ahead.
There's a detour sign on a road that winds out on the broad highway. But the place for me is the sign I see.
T-U-L-S-A, straight ahead.
There's a railroad crossing and a bus a-rocking just taking me away. But I'll pass the time till I see that sign.
T-U-L-S-A, straight ahead.
I'm gonna settle down. That city fair, I'm homeward bound, and I know I'll soon be there. Where the tall corn grows and the black all flows in old OKLA. In the middle of it all, I hear that call.
T-U-L-S-A, straight ahead.
City fair. I'm homeward bound and I know I'll soon be there. Well, there's no use talking, cause I'll get there walking if there's just no other way. Cause I read that sign on the old state line.
T-U-L-S-A, straight ahead.
Son of San Antonio.
Somebody.
Well, I travel around the country on my merry way. I've been to crowds and felt I was alone. But when I feel like bragging, I just up and say, I'm a native son of San Antonio. And there's a sweet somebody by the Alamo. Someday she's gonna be my very own. We'll buy a high chair in a year or so for our little home in San Antonio. Got a care, haven't got a thing to call my own. And though I'm out of money, I'm a millionaire. I still have my home in San Antonio. And there's a sweet somebody by the Alamo. Someday she's gonna be my very own. And then I'll build a high chair in a year or so for our little home in San Antonio. I'm a native son of San Antonio. Our little home in San Antonio.
Well, that's a great track.
Yeah, I'll go along with that. That's Pride of Abbott, Texas. Willie Nelson on vocals and trigger, and Willie's son Lucas on vocals. Song was Home in San Antonio. That came from Willie's Heroes album, came out in 2012. Really an excellent group of sidemen on that. Also with Bobby Terry on guitar, Moose Brown on piano, Mike Johnson on steel, and of course, Mickey Raphael on harp. That song was written by Fred Rose, who teamed up with Roy Acuff to create the first Nashville-based music publishing company. And Rose was one of the first three inductees to the Country Music Hall of Fame when it opened in 1961. Along with Jimmy Rogers and Hank Williams. Before Willie, we heard Asleep at the Wheel with Tulsa Straight Ahead, and I got that from the album The Swingin' Best, same album from which I get I got our theme song every week, and that might be getting a little bit worn out, track number 7. The band was formed in Pawpaw, West Virginia in 1970, and they soon found themselves opening for Alice Cooper and Hot Tuna, which is a weird combination to open up for. Anyway, they moved to East Oakland at the invitation of Commander Cody and the Lost Planet Airmen, and a few years later they moved to Austin at the invitation of Willie, and they've been there ever since. They've been on Austin City Limits 10 times, which is a record, and among other things, they were scheduled to play at the White House on September 11th. They've won 9 Grammys and released 20 albums, as well as touring a whole bunch. Quite a band. You're listening to Songs About Cities on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening, and you know, I'm just hankering to go to Dallas on a DC-9 at night. Here's Joe Ely.
Did you ever see Dallas from a DC-9? Well, Dallas is a jewel. Dallas is a beautiful sight. And Dallas is a jungle, but Dallas gives a beautiful life. Did you ever see Dallas from a DC-9? Well, Dallas is a woman who'll walk on you when you're down. But when you're up, she's the kind you wanna take around. But Dallas ain't a woman to help you get your feet on the ground. Yeah, Dallas is. The bride.
the bright lights on my mind. And I came into Dallas with a dollar and a
Roy Orbison with the Chuck Berry song Memphis, and that came from Roy's 1973 album of the same name, and you'd be amazed at the number of albums that are named Memphis. Memphis was the B-side of Back in the USA by Chuck, and it was first released back in 1959. Lonnie Mack had an instrumental version of the song in 1963, and then Johnny Rivers had a huge hit with it in 1964 that went on to number two in the charts. Roy's album Memphis has kind of a weird mix of some rock and roll, some of the usual sentimental, soaring vocals from him, and a great version of I Fought the Law and the Law Won. It's worth, that one in particular is worth a listen. Before Roy, we heard Lubbock native Joe Ely and the song Dallas from his album Musta Nada Got a Lotta in 1981. Floyd Maines was on steel and Smokey Joe Miller was on sax. Jimmy Neil Gilmore wrote that song and he's got a version of it, and so do the Flatlanders have a version of it. Joe's had a kind of a genre-crossing career, including starting out, he toured with The Clash, and but shortly, that happened back in 1977, back I think when his first record came out. But he could write ballads, he could write some high-energy rock and roll, and he can do some rockabilly and honky-tonk. He opened for Linda Ronstadt and Tom Petty and Stones. He's got a really long career, which just this past year of COVID, he recorded an album called Love in the Midst of Mayhem. We played one cut off of that album on the show a while back. We'll have to come back to that. You listen to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, picking songs about cities, and we're going to go out the door of this show tonight by returning to Memphis. I just mentioned that Lonnie Mack did an instrumental version of Memphis, and that was on an album called The Wham of That Memphis Man. That album led the way for, I think, rock and roll solos, and from then on, the guitar took over from the sax as the preeminent lead instrument in rock and roll, and the album influenced guitarists from then on. And Guitar World put Memphis at the top of rock's top five landmark recordings, ahead of entire albums by Jimi Hendrix and Eric Clapton and Elvin Bishop and Mike Bloomfield. 21 years later, Stevie Ray Vaughan lured Lonnie out of retirement, and they created the album called Strike Like Lightning that includes Long Way from Memphis. And you're also going to hear Lonnie's brother, Bill McIntosh, on guitar, and the Croquettes are the backup vocals. And the Croquettes include Liza Gilkison, whom we heard earlier in the show. And a little personal note, Lonnie was born in Harrison, Indiana, just across the border from Cincinnati, and just a couple of miles from where I lived for a year or so after I graduated from college, doing some substitute teaching, and I substitute taught at Harrison High School a bit during that year, including PE, where I was pitching softball. That was a tough day. Here's Lonnie Mack and Long Way from Memphis.